Don't agonize, organize, said Florence Kennedy, who also went by Flo. Kennedy was a lawyer, feminist, and activist, and pretty much spent her entire life challenging injustices. Before you agonize, get organized. What struck me about her quote is that she didn't believe in spending a lot of time complaining about her lot in life, but rather actively organized ways that she and others could push back on the establishment and make change. Quickly after graduating high school, Kennedy organized a successful boycott against a Coca-Cola bottler who refused to hire black truck drivers. She became even more focused on combating racism and discrimination after she was arrested in New York City for simply attempting to reach her home on East 48th Street when police refused to believe she lived in the neighborhood. When Columbia University's law school didn't accept her application for admission, she met with the dean and threatened to sue the school. It worked because she was promptly accepted and was the only black person among 8 women in her class. Kennedy established the media workshop and used sessions to discuss strategies for challenging the media and to stress the importance of sharing tactical information across movement lines. She and others would picket and lobby the media over their representation of black people. She stated that she would lead boycotts of major advertisers if they did not feature black people in their ads. Kennedy also played a significant role in formulating the Miss America protest of 1968 as a tool to demonstrate the exploitation of women. The pitch challenge today: get organized on your passions. Put together a plan of action and execute on it. In the summer of 2020, I became very upset with how corporations were reacting in many cases with grandiose corporate statements on racism and social injustice, topics that became popular after George Floyd's death. Instead of complaining about it to fellow industry professionals or ranting about it on social media, I partnered with one of my pitch publicity team members to organize a 6-part virtual seminar series and panel discussion for current and future communication experts on addressing these elephant in the room topics around racism. What we organize and produce will have a lasting impact rather than a fleeting complaint. When you organize a response versus agonizing and complaining about an issue, you'll see an impact like Kennedy did. What I also liked about Kennedy was that she wasn't afraid to just be herself. Her signature look was a cowboy hat, pink sunglasses, and false eyelashes. She also enjoyed her life and had a summer home on Fire Island. She was a popular fixture in the social scene there, entertaining many activists whom she invited to visit her. I'll close on this insightful statement from Flo Kennedy, who said, "I never stop to wonder why I'm not like other people. The mystery to me is why more people aren't like me."